Flash, but I said the most important of all.
Yo. It's your boy Josh.
It's your girl Carla. And welcome to
and you guys are not.
Oh, you're gonna interrupt me like that? Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I wanna do the intro, Carla.
No. Anyway, child. And this is your girl Carla. Welcome to WTF Latinx, the podcast where we talk about our culture, food, chancletas, entertainment, with anything that impacts our culture. And the most important of all, of course.
What the fuck is... Nah, I don't know. What you mean? You already said it.
Chancletas?
You said chancletas like three in. Chancletasos!
Okay, there we go.
What you mean, chancletas?
Yes, that one. How are you doing today, Josh?
Yo, I'm having an amazing night. Just got energy, good vibes. You know, working on finals, doing some school stuff.
Okay. That's it? That's all you got? Come on.
Wait, hold up. All right, bet. So now, yeah, I've been working on school stuff, finals. I think you and I had this conversation. I've kind of been like realigning my goals, my values, kind of reassessing life, getting fully focused with the podcast. You know, preparing like a lot of special content for the beautiful people that listen to our podcast. You feel me? I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
I'm eating a mint chocolate.
Is it pepper? Bro, it is tradition. It is tradition on this podcast. Either before or during the podcast, you have to eat something, bro.
At this point,
both of us. Like, I just got done eating a whole muffin.
You mean? Is that what I was?
I was eating a whole muffin, bro. This shit was tasty as hell. But yo, we got to record the behind the scenes. Carla be doing her best work with a plate of arroz con habichuela and a little bit of pollo guisado.
Yo, I want some plantains. You know what I want? I want a pastelón. Do you know what that is?
Plato maduros.
What else? That's all you know? It's like
what, a what else do you need?
Pastelón is plátano maduros with carne molida. Like it's a lasagna, but instead of lasagna layers, you put cheese on it and dum-dum.
No, I know what a patelon is.
Goofy. Sorry,
dude. So we gotta convince your mom to make us one, basically. In other words.
Yo, so what's today's topic?
Bow. So today's topic, we don't have an official name for it yet, though. I don't even know what we're gonna call it. Keep it a stack.
Make it up.
We just gonna call it. All right, this is gonna be random rant. Paranormal activity. What you mean?
This is what I got. Do I gotta do everything around here? Okay.
Bruh. I don't got a good name. Pick one.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Horror movie. Mm-hmm. Horror movie possessions, hauntings.
That's no. All right. It's all right.
Cause one of my articles is about like the actual studios were haunted while the movies were recording, so it was kind of different.
Cool. That's cool.
Okay.
Let's get it. But yes. So just to kind of keep up with our like Spooktober, even though it's like early December, but our Spooktober.
No, we're still in October in this podcast.
Podcast time. We're still in October, and we're running.
We don't care about November. Apparently, we're just gonna skip it, and we're gonna go straight from like from Halloween to Christmas episodes.
I'm gonna keep it a fuck with you. November is just. It's just November. I don't know, bro. I don't celebrate November.
Well, there was good food. I had good turkey.
Bro, Scorpios were born in November.
So?
I don't be fucking with Scorpios. Okay.
What are characteristics of Scorpios, Joshua?
Bro, Scorpios be extra mysterious. They be low-key.
Low-key what?
I get weird vibes from Scorpios sometimes.
You can't hate a sign just because.
I'm just talking grimy, bro. I really don't have a real reason to hate Scorpio.
I'm the horoscope person, and you're stealing my spotlight. So as a Leo, I don't appreciate you doing the horoscope.
You know what's crazy though? The other night I'm running through my little Facebook thing, and I get a little horoscope best friends, and it says Leo and Pisces.
Really?
We make a mate. Yo, they make great friends, apparently. Yikes.
That's hilarious. I can't. I always get Gemini, but I don't know many Geminis. But anyways, okay. So today we're gonna talk about Joshua and I were having a conversation before starting this podcast, and we're gonna do something a little bit different. So usually we do ghost stories, and it's kind of crazy. For Halloween, we have a lot of families that are really religious, and in some households they don't allow people, like us Latinos to watch horror movies because of the religious impact that those may have. You know, because Halloween is celebrating the devil in some households, and you don't watch so horror movies.
You know why you don't watch horror movies? Growing up, I was always told, right? You want to stay away from certain horror movies because the actual movies themselves are actually possessed, my nigga.
Story that you were talking about earlier about like the church experience.
All right, so this is my personal history, right? With scary movies and horror movies, right? Mm-hmm. So my mother growing up, she's actually had experiences with people that sat down and watched movies like The Exorcist and like old school spooky stuff. And shortly after those people watching movies, siempre pasa algo. It's always something that happens. They end up doing stuff that they don't normally do. Things that like quote unquote are like, you know, like the Diablo and shit.
Interesting. So this is my experience with horror movies.
So her story.
Okay, done.
So growing up, right? I'll never forget this, right? So having that background, right? And then us going to church, this one Sunday, we have the pastor's daughter. Mind you, we never really see the pastor's daughter. The shorty always in the cut, whatever. Boom. The shorty, she just that day she had the urge to give us un testimonio. There, she's telling us, yo, I'm a big horror movie buff. I love horror movies. And whatever my father would tell me and warn me about them, like I wouldn't listen to him. Like I didn't care because I love my horror movies. And she goes into depth. I forget what movie it was. I know it was like The Exorcist or something. Mm-hmm. And she says that when she saw the movie, she got this weird, like paranormal feeling over her body. And I think she was at church one day, like after school, and she just randomly blanked out. She had like this crazy episode where she started speaking in a different language. She was speaking like in a demonic fucking. Yo, she was speaking tongues. She was speaking weird languages. She was giving people stories that she was from like a different land. Blah blah blah. Like the whole nine. Like it was so bad that they had to. I believe that they kind of had like a prayer circle with her for like a couple hours.
Hours. And
they did their thing because she was just. It wasn't her. Like they said that she looked possessed. Her skin tone was different. This is the story they gave us at church. So me being like 10, 11, all, hearing shit like that, and then already having my mom kind of like reinforcing that, it always made me wary of like scary movies. That's why like when Carlo would ask me, like, yo, Josh, you trying to see a scary movie? My face always turned like, nope. I get quiet. I'd be like, okay, I'd be shutting shit down because I'm like, no.
Trying to force it. That's why it takes me so long
to force
you to watch a horror movie with me. It's just traumatizing. I get that.
What kills it is that like I had like a real life person give a testimony about them actually being possessed. Gotcha. A weird supernatural experience after watching a horror movie. So like right off rip, it's like, yo, you're cautious after that.
That's crazy. This is my experience. So when I was in my early teens, I want to say 13, 14, maybe, it's one of these movies that came out. It was called The Possession. I personally didn't experience anything, but I remember that, this was back in Puerto Rico when entering the movie theater, this was based in a real life story type of stuff. And like in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. They gave me that little disclaimer.
And that when entering the movie theater. There was like a poster by the entry door of the movie theater. Like, so you know how it's dark, but then there's the hallways, the trash can, and then the door that you go into.
To the movie. Yeah, you got that little.
So before entering the movie theater, they had like posters on both entrances of the movie theater, giving the information for a pastor. And. Talking about how other people had experienced stuff after that movie. So if they felt something to contact that number. I watched the movie and it was pretty creepy because it was about like the Dubok box, Dubok box, which is a Jewish box that keeps a demon inside of it.
Bro, already sounds fucking scary as hell.
Yeah, so like the concept was that like a little girl found it in a garage sale, and you know, and like everything goes downhill from there. And at the end, there is a little bit of an exorcism. People, after leaving the movie and after seeing that scene, experienced stuff, and they called the movie theater scared. And the movie, it happened so often that the movie theater had to put warnings before entering. And mind you, I was like 13, 14. So I was like, I don't know about this. But I went in and watched it. Nothing happened.
Bro. See, I don't know. That one's tricky because I feel like low-key, I'm like the director of that movie. It's a cool little concept, like marketing-wise, to pretend like people get possessed after watching your movie.
Think maybe. I don't think so because in my life before that, I'd been going to that movie theater since I was a child. It's the only movie that movie theater ever did that. This is Puerto Rico, so the director of the movie is not going to give a fuck about Puerto Rico, like showing a horror movie in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you're right. Low-key, high-key.
So, like, in all of my life, that was the only movie that I ever saw that happen.
Where, like, they actually had a whole warning. Damn.
Contact info. So, as I took a picture of it and everything, I was like, just in case, beep.
Hold up, boy. Nigga, that's not going to happen to me, but if it does, though.
Yeah. But that's the only experience I had with, like, being worried about, like, watching a horror movie or anything like that.
That's crazy.
I know you got some content. You ready to give that?
We open up this beautiful article from Viral Nova. They have like 9 real life ghost encounters that people had after watching scary movie.
Okay.
So it's funny as hell because I didn't really think we was gonna find an article on this.
And to my there's surprise, an article for everything everywhere.
So number one is Vera. Vera Farmiga, who's Conjuring, mm-hmm. and The Conjuring 2, mm-hmm. said that when she got home from filming one night, she found 3 slashes across her laptop screen. Director James Wan also saw his dog growling one night at what appeared to be nothing at all. Both of these people are on like what The Conjuring is a pretty scary movie, so they're on set of The Conjuring. And when they go home, they're like, they're experiencing supernatural shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What do you think about that one?
Some similar info. But I don't know. I feel like that's different because they're working. You don't know what they bring and stuff like that. So they definitely took something home with them.
Bro, like a lot of those, from what I've read and like seen, a lot of those sets, possible. Mm-hmm. So I've heard that in some cases they actually do bring in things that are possessed. Certain that might be from like a haunted house or from like an abandoned house where something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Handle that energy. We also have crazy because I think the majority of these are after like people watching the Conjuring.
I hate because I love that movie. And
I've seen it. I've seen it and I've never experienced anything like.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like weird. Yeah, it's crazy that so many people have had like bad experiences with it, but not so. It's Gina Frost.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, Gina Frost apparently suffered through 40 years of terrifying hallucinations after she watched The Exorcist as a teenager.
Oh my god! I hate that.
Yo, that shit's crazy. And then they give like a little brief excerpt where it's like, I think it was like a week after she had watched it, she was in her room and she started seeing rats down the walls. And she ended up locking herself like in her bedroom for a couple weeks. She was scary. She said that she genuinely thought she was going crazy. Like it took her about like 9 weeks before she felt like she was coming back into the real world. And then I think it says, yo, and it says, like, ever since, she's all she's experiences like hallucinations that make her feel sick. She like hallucinates about her her own death. And she also, damn, it's actually mad creepy. She states that she feels like she's watching the film at all times. Like the film is like constantly replaying in her brain. And it just all that energy just kind of, it makes her stare. She feels weird. Bro, this is spooky as hell, bro.
Yeah, I feel like that's scary, but at the same time, I want to put the weight of like mental health and like you don't really know what's going on there. If she's having hallucinations, like it could be a sign of something else as well. But that's really sad.
No. It's crazy though, because that movie might have been the one thing that triggered maybe like a chemical in her brain, or maybe like, you know, something went off after watching that.
No, yeah, I feel that.
Oh yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's probably underlying like mental health issues there, but yeah. Also like, damn, it kind of sucks that this shit happened after her watching this scary movie.
And then that movie may have been the trigger that like unleashed something.
That's actually kind of sad. I ain't gonna lie to you. But nah, so we got another one.
What's the next
one? This one takes place in Rome, right? So a group of people went to go see the movie in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, the movie's The Exorcist. And apparently, as soon as they got done watching the movie, lightning struck the church and left the shape of a cross on the ground below the church.
I've heard about that one.
And then it says that a lot of the people that were watching the movie that night all started to like pass out and vomit themselves after they watched the movie that night. Well, you say you actually heard that one?
Yeah, I didn't know that people started passing out, but I remember people like that cross was one of those things that's considered like people don't know if it was a bad omen. Because when filming that movie, there was multiple lightnings. Like, I think there was also an actor that was struck by lightning at some point. So there's a lot of lightning in that movie. Or like connected to that movie.
Bro, that shit is spooky as hell, bro.
I know.
Definitely, yo, I feel like there's certain things that you just don't play with. Because a lot of these scary movies are like based on true stories. And it's
at the same time, they're based on true stories, but they're not. Like they change a lot on them.
No, I know. The director, they use a lot of their artistic license and they do switch up a lot.
On the story, but yeah.
It's a little spooky, you know. So the next, my girl, Jennifer Carpenter. She's actually the star of The Exorcism of Emily Rose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she actually stated that she believes that she was followed home by an entity after making the movie.
Oh, I hate that. I started watching her movie. I actually don't think I ever finished it because at the end it got really creepy. So I like had to like stop it. I was like, I can't.
You know what's funny? The girl that I pushed, that was the movie that she was watching.
The what?
This was the movie that she was watching, Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, but yeah, it's just spooky. But let me finish this. Hold up. So Jennifer states that when they were shooting the movie, whenever she would get home, her stereo would keep turning itself on and off.
Just like the movie.
And she said she was really freaked out because the song it would always play was Alive by Pearl Jam.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when it's like a specific song at a specific time and a specific day. Like,
Wait for it. This is where this shit gets spooky. The song only played the part of the lyrics where they would where the chorus is saying, "I'm still alive."
I hate that.
Bro, that one gave me chills. I ain't gonna hold you.
That one.
So
I don't know. I was expecting something scarier with that one. With the song?
Bro. But think about that. But it stays stuck at the lyric. I'm still alive.
Well, for those sort of like, questions come in for like for how like for a minute, for like 5 minutes. For the minute while the clock changes time, like
I don't know, maybe it was just a coincidence. They don't state the time, but yo, that's another one.
I've watched so many horror movies that I'm like, next.
Bro, to me, that shit is weird. Yo, how would you react, like, personally? Like, if your radio magically started turning on and off?
Oh, I would lose my shit, but we don't have a radio. There's a lot of things in this horror movie. There's a reason why they're all, haven't you noticed they're all made, like, 70s plus, like, 70s backwards? They're like, The Haunting of blah, blah, blah in 1973. Why don't they do A Haunting from 2020?
Cold they COVID. Can't, bro. Shorty said, oh, COVID. No way, bro. You know what's crazy?
Watch that as a horror movie, honestly.
Yo, there haven't been any modern time, like, horror movies made.
That's insane. There isn't anything new. It is scary, especially if it's happening to you. But there's always, like, the same MOs. Like, it's always, like, the same time. The same type of person, the same house. So there's certain things that's like, I believe that it could have happened, but it doesn't make it more scarier because it's happened before. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, she
I know exactly what you're saying.
She's having experiences that have already, like, I've seen in every horror movie that possible.
Like, what's going on is it's something that's reoccurred. It's occurred 100 times over. So it's just like, oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I'm like, okay.
I feel you on that. Okay. Yeah, you know what's funny? Because the next one is, like, literally the same thing, where it's, like, actress Jo Beth Williams, mm-hmm. while filming The Poltergeist, she found pictures on her walls that were hanging crookedly.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like when they touch things that are yours. Well...
Every night she had fixed them, and every night she'd wake up to them crooked.
I feel like that one's a little more subtle, so that's what makes it creepier. It's like the alarm blasts. It's like, oh, like, what are the odds of the alarm just blasting? But when it's a little thing that's like a crooked thing, I'm like, oh, that is odd. That's not a common one.
No, that was a little spooky. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple, so let me know.
Hold up. Nah, hop into some of yours, because that's actually the last one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. My turn. Okay. So the first one that I have is a couple of, this is an article with 6 horror movies with paranormal hauntings reported on set. So that's the one that I was talking about. And it's by Mashable.com. So one of the most interesting ones is mysterious claw marks and falling lights on the set of Annabelle. So 2 major paranormal events hit the set of Annabelle. First, pre-production, the director John R. Leonardi reported seeing and taking pictures of 3 fingers drawn through the dust along the window in the backlit by the moon. The three fingers or the 3 like marks referencing like the demon of the movie. Naturally, it spooked the director. Second, producer Peter Safran can attest that while mysterious makings may be easy to dismiss, sudden and unexplainable events that mirror the horror movie being filmed were happening in real life. He recounted that he shot this amazing old apartment building near Koreatown, and we had some funky stuff go down. In particular, the first day that the demon character of the movie was in full makeup, they brought him up in the elevator, and he walks out to the green room where they're holding the talent. So a giant glass light fixture is being what is being followed by the actor playing the handyman of the building. And all of a sudden, the entire glass fixture falls on his head, the janitor's head. And in the script, that's exactly how the demon kills the janitor in the hallway. It was totally creepy. So stuff that they have in the script start happening in real life while recording, like while the camera was off.
We can have a fuck no, bro.
The next one that I have is a very selective fire on the set of The Exorcist. So they are very famous for a lot of challenges they have during recording that release. They've had fainted people on the audience. They have public announcements by clergy. They had serious cast member injuries, and they've had reports of stalking, which are just some of the plagues of the production. So one of the incidents during the celebration of the 45th anniversary with the star Helen Burtson, the director, mm-hmm. William, recounted a fire that burned a large portion of the set of The Exorcist to the ground. Two sets have been creating on one sound stage. The main McNeil house, the bedroom, if you haven't seen, which is like the regular where the bombing is recorded. And the serious fire we believe to have been caused by a flying pigeon flying into a light box, destroying the McNeil home and putting the production on hiatus for 6 weeks while they tried to figure out the severity of the fire. It somehow managed to leave the nearby of the Regan's bedroom entirely unharmed. So they have two sets near each other, one completely burned to the ground, and the other one was completely untouched.
Bro. But Lika, the root cause being a pigeon.
I hate that. That just flew into a light box.
Fan.
I hate that.
I don't like that at all, bro.
I hate that. I always think it's more interesting because like you and I can talk about experiences, but when the actors themselves are like, yeah, I acted on that and I will not do it again because of the experiences we had on set. Like those are really, you don't hear those often, I feel like.
Nah, you definitely don't. I feel like the on-site experiences, it amplifies it, bro. Because you're already in the mindset that you're doing something creepy and spooky. Mm-hmm. And then to have something creepy and spooky happen right after that.
Oh, I hate that.
Or have it be the same exact thing.
I hate that.
Bro, it's just like, nah, bro. You know, that's like art imitating life. I'm good on that. I don't need none of that.
So then this next one I hate already and I haven't even read it. So two strangers on the set of The Nun. I don't know if you've watched it, but The Nun is a spin-off of The Conjuring. So it's like from the same universe kind of. And then
you made me watch The Nun.
Yeah, did I force you? Great. So it's like can't make a movie about Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were real paranormal investigators without getting a big serving of spooks. So the Conjuring universe is both a major asset and liability for the Warner Brothers. On the one hand, it's still a growing franchise with 5 films that have already grossed over $1.5 billion. On the other hand, the people who make these movies seem to inevitably face terrifying stuff. From unexplained bruising to alleged water poltergeist, the CU has seen it all. But one of the stories in the series in the most recent installment of The Nun has a particular note. So the director, Corin Hardy, claims to have seen not one but 2 apparitions. While filming a sequence in the narrow hallway of real-life Romanian castle, Corin recounts stepping in the side of the room to allow the camera to pass, and when he entered the space, he saw 2 men sitting at the back of the room. He assumed that they were crew members. He stayed in the room to take for one take, and upon completion, he turned to speak to the men, and they were gone. In the room with only one way in and out, He was understandably terrified.
Yo, que si que.
Oh, I hate it.
Fair. How do you feel about that one, bro? I know how I feel.
I'm like, nope, we're not doing that.
That is not it, bro.
Mm-mm.
That is not it. Yo, it's little shit, like little things like that.
I know. It's the little things, honestly, that creep the most, I feel like.
It's always like the little random subtle stuff. Like, yo, you're on set and you see people that aren't really there. What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you walk in. It's the subtle ones that really, because like you can't explain it. Like, you can explain like the alarm by saying like it's broken or whatever, but it's like
glitchy. Like, oh, what?
Nothing was close to this. So how did it move? Yeah,
bro. Those are always spooky as hell, bro.
I know.
It's like it makes you feel like you're going crazy, because once you tell somebody else, they're like, "Yo, what's wrong with you?" They just look at you like, "Yo, have you ever had any like supernatural experiences?"
Not with a movie, no.
Not even with a movie. Just in general, like, have you ever been in your room and something's moved, and you cannot explain it for the life of you?
Yes and no. I feel like the older I get, I forget some of them. One that I remember was I used to live in a 10th floor building.
Oh, hell no. Shut it. I rise.
And I felt my mom walk into the room. She went to the kitchen to, like, get water or something. Like, you know when, like, I was looking at my phone, but, like, you know when you feel someone come in? Like, I thought she was approaching me. I thought she was going to lay in the bed next to me. So I start talking while I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, blah, 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 whatever. Like, oh, did you get what you were looking for? And I don't hear a response from her. So I'm like, that's weird. And when I look up, there's no one in the room. So
I felt
someone walk in. But I didn't. There was no one there.
There was nobody. Yo.
That's the only one that I can remember, like, in that regards. That's, like, creepy like that. When I was younger, I used to have a lot more, like
spooky stuff happen.
Yeah, like, there was always, like, we have this house that when I was younger, like, the first house I ever grew up in, that one had a lot of, like, rumors of, like, deaths surrounding it, which I didn't know at the time. I was told later on.
Was it, like, a house, or was it, like, an apartment complex?
It was like an apartment complex, but the difference was that we were basically on the basement level. So the basement was the first floor. So you had the basement, then you had, like, the lobby floor, and then you had, like, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and then it was 8 floors. So we lived on the basement, so we would take the elevator down. And from our apartment, the balcony still gave outside. Like, we would see the grass and the plants outside. So it was weird, because even though we were in the basement, like, we still had a balcony. It was just really close to the ground or whatever. And I don't know. There was always a lot of spooky stuff and, like, just not good vibes. Like, my mom had a lot of anxiety in that apartment. She never wanted me to sleep by myself, because she never felt like I would be alone.
No.
And we had this one mirror that was really creepy that was behind her bedroom door.
Oh, no. Don't be talking about the mirrors, bro. I hate mirrors.
Yeah, there was just a lot happened in that house. There was, like, paintings that flew and, like, toys that would disappear and doors that would close by themselves.
Oh, wait. Yo, do you mind if I share the story that you told me?
I already did. We've already
Which
talked
one?
About this.
About the lady?
Yeah.
About the lady? Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I think so, yeah. We'll bring it up another time, though.
All right.
But, later on, after I moved away from the apartment complex, I had my neighbor from the time, she used to live in the 8th floor. And she was my age. Like, our moms were friends, so we were friends. So I used to live in the basement, and she lived on the 8th floor. And when we moved to a new apartment, I was on the 10th floor, and she was on the 12th. We became a little bit closer because we didn't know anybody else in the new apartment. And she was like, oh, my God, I hated the middle building, the one that had the basement where the office was. I hated that building. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, well, there's so many stories about how many people died. Like, there was, like, sick people that died in their beds in the basement floor. There's kids that disappeared. There was even a rumor of a construction worker that accidentally, like, was cemented upon.
What?
And they built on top of his dead body. Like, there was a lot of shit. And I was like, are you serious? Because I used to live in that floor. And she was like, yeah, like, there was a lot. I would not have wanted to live there. And I was like, geez, thanks. Not like, only did I live there, like, almost 10 years of my life. Thank you.
Not only did I live there, but I also experienced a shit ton of, like, spooky.
Yeah, it makes sense when she was talking about it. Something must have happened. Like, those rumors have to be coming from somewhere. But I've never known the truth of it.
Nah, you never will, because the story always gets worse.
They turned them into private apartments, so then I was really never going to know.
Manita, damn, you actually got a lot of... I wasn't expecting to have to hear, like, all that spooky shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot. The thing is, like, with the years, you know, like, I'm like... It is what it is.
You low-key forget about it, because...
Yeah, it's like, at the moment, it was a part of my life that I thought was normal. So then now that I'm a grown up, I'm like, oh, not everyone has to deal with that shit. Interesting. But yeah, bro, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any feedback, feel free to follow us at WTF Latinx.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. And see you guys on the next one.
Yes, peace. Take care, everybody.
You're not doing the pouting.